Blackstone Publishing presents The Left Behind, Decline and Rage in Rural America by Robert Wuthnow. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Introduction. When the dust settled following the bitterly contentious 2016 presidential campaign, analysts scrambled to make sense of the results. One of the clearest conclusions was that rural communities voted overwhelmingly for the Republican candidate. Hardly anyone credited the rural vote with having decided the election, but the differences between rural and urban or suburban results were striking. Exit polls showed that 62% of the rural vote went to Donald Trump, compared with 50% of the suburban vote and only 35% of the urban vote. Further evidence demonstrated that rural voters had increasingly become Republican in each of the two previous elections. Moreover, the smaller a county's population and the farther it was from a metropolitan area, the more likely it was to have voted for Trump. The leading explanation for the growing rural-urban political divide was that rural people wanted change because they were suffering economically. A related explanation attributed the rural vote to its predominantly white population being racist and misogynist enough, particularly if resentment was involved, to prefer a white male candidate. Both explanations seemed correct on the surface. Rural areas were indeed hurting economically, and they were predominantly white.